Dr. Helmut Schmidt, tell us more about your contribution to the field of sleep medicine.
Glumas has played a very important role, actually, in the development of sleep medicine. I first got into it through a professor of mine at the Department of Psychiatry at Ohio State University, Dr. Rudolf Kelbling. And he had one of the early sleep research laboratories. So it started out as a sleep research, and it began basically in the mid-1950s when REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, REM, REM sleep, was discovered. One of the people that who's still alive and extremely active and one of the key figures was Dr. William DeMent, who is now at the University of Stanford. And it started out as a research effort for the first, I would say, 15 to 20 years. And then it was only by the middle 70s that we realized, that those of us that were in the field of sleep research, that there are clinical aspects. And in fact, the diagnosis of obstructive sleep apnea didn't even exist anywhere until early to mid-1970s. That's how recent the development has been. So in the mid-1970s, there began the development of a clinical program in National Sleep Society. It was formed. I was one of the original members of that. There was no nosology classification system of sleep disorders anywhere. So we put a group together to establish the nosology of sleep disorders from 1976 to 1978, and that was published in 1978. Then we developed committees, the examination committee. I was the chair of that committee beginning in 1979, and worked for about 10 to 11 years to actually establish. Eventually, I pushed for establishing an independent board of what was then called the American Board of Sleep Medicine. So I was very intimately involved from the very beginning. I was the first chair of the insurance committee back in the late 1970s, and also we established certification standards for sleep centers. What should sleep centers be? And I was at Ohio State, of course, and at that time we were, in 1976 actually, we were the third center in the country to be site visited and to be accredited as a sleep disorder center. From there, it developed into more of a specialty direction. In the mid-1970s, I happened to be also the last host of a national meeting of sorts, and that became, in 1986, it became the first annual meeting of the Associated Professional Sleep Societies in 1986 here in Columbus. And all meetings since then of this society, these societies have been numbered after the Columbus meeting. The term sleep medicine actually wasn't used, didn't become familiar at all until the late 1980s. It was Dr. Milt Kramer out of Cincinnati who actually first, I think, used the term sleep medicine and established a division of sleep medicine down at the University of Cincinnati. And I followed suit in the 1983, I think it was, to establish a division of sleep medicine at Ohio State University. But it wasn't until the end of 1980s, 89 actually, when everybody else started to agree that sleep medicine is a better term than sleep disorders, because it really applies to medicine overall, but also applies to normal sleep, what happens, which is absolutely crucial to know about. So the sleep medicine became a term that came into existence actually in 1989 when we established the American Board of Sleep Medicine.